ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. எ மேஜர் போர்ஷன் ஆஃப் யுவர் லைஃப் வில் பி ஸ்பெண்ட் இன் த மார்க்கெட் பிளேஸ். அப்ராக்சிமேட்லி 1/3 ஆஃப் மோஸ்ட் டேஸ் வில் பி அட் ஒர்க், அண்ட் ஃபார் த மெஜாரிட்டி ஆஃப் அஸ் தட் வில் மீன் ஒர்க்கிங் ஃபார் அண்ட் வித் அதர்ஸ். யூ கேன் மேக் தட் சிக்னிஃபிகண்ட் குவான்டிட்டி ஆஃப் டைம் எ குட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஃபார் யூ. And make yourself a blessing to others through diligence and enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is contagious. Enthusiasm brings dividends in your life and the lives of others. A real issue today in business and relationships is the matter of loyalty. Loyalty is remaining committed to God and to those whom God has brought into our lives and has called us to serve even in times of difficulty. Your loyalty may not always be reciprocated, but it certainly will be rewarded. It is true in life, whether good or bad, that you will reap what you sow, but even in greater measure. We never have to leave a relationship or responsibility in order to remain loyal. Loyalty is the baseline virtue of all believers. Combined with integrity, loyalty brings a powerful sense of belonging, both in duty and devotion. Our outlook on life and reaction to people needs to be rooted in God, not on how those people respond to us. We are not responsible for how people treat us. We are only responsible for treating them with utmost character as a reflection of Christ. The word Christian is being Christ-like, not self-like. There is a temptation to be loyal to the work and ministry, but not loyal to Christ Himself. For true believers, loyalty is shown in our commitment to Jesus and His gospel. In our relationship with one another, we are called to steadfast loyalty. A key component of loyalty is not seeking to manipulate the other person. Let's be loyal subjects to a royal king. God could use you through your loyalty as He did through His Son. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 61, "Let your hearts therefore be loyal to the Lord our God, to walk in His statutes and keep His commandments as to this day." Remember, my friends, be careful, for what you care will carry you. Shall we pray? Love the Lord, all you godly ones, for the Lord protects those who are loyal to Him. Heavenly Father, help us to be loyal disciples and faithful believers of Christ. Today, in that glorious name, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.